Okay, you're welcome to the BSA podcast, and this is your host, Baba Femi. Yes, on my drive to work today, I'm beginning to question some of the things that I've given value to, some of the things that I've held on for so long, and try to make sense of some of these values that I've held so close. Well, you might hear the sound of rustling and tumbling around me. Pardon the background noise. I just like to spin my thoughts on the go. How do we know when we are spoiled? How do we know that some of the things that we say we don't have or we don't have access to is not just an evidence that we are spoiled? Today, on my drive to work, I begin to think of some of the basic things that we need in life. The basic things: food, clothing, housing, which is perhaps the things that make up your daily living, which is what makes up we growing and living on a day-to-day basis. So how do we know that we are spoiled? One, you know you are spoiled when you begin to have choices on these basic needs and you complain about those choices. Oh, well, I want Raisin Brands. I don't want Kellogg's. I can't eat Corn Flakes. I want whole milk. I don't want 2% fat. I want full fat. I don't want to wear Gucci. I want to wear Prada. No, I don't want a buttoned-up shirt. I want a polo shirt. No, I don't want a vest. I want a round neck. You are spoiled. The moment that you begin to complain on these choices that you have, you are spoiled. So think back to some people who do not even have access to these choices. Would they complain about wearing a buttoned-up shirt or round neck t-shirt? Would they complain about having Raisin Brands or Kellogg's to eat in the morning? Would they complain about the type of milk they are fed? Would they complain about the type of water that they drink? Would they even complain about where they sleep? Oh, I want a 2-bed. I don't want a 3-bed. You know, a 4-bed is convenient for my family, and I don't want a 3-bed. These are the things that we need to start to think and start to look through. Why don't we just be thankful and contented, to the fact that is alluded to us that we have so many choices, but we need to be contented with what we have. And this is the basis, or this is the basics of having to live a prudent, a more effective, and a life that would allow you able to have a sense of peace. Because when you live a life that you are always worrying about what to pay next, what debts you owe, simply not because those debts are absolutely necessary. Now, I am not running any type of shades towards people that have to get debt to survive. I'm talking about people that have the basic things of life but still want to go overboard. These are the things that we need to think about, and these are the things that we need to talk about. I'm Baba Femi Akinkugbe, and this is the BSA Podcast. Thank you.